السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a summer holiday. Our kids are at home. So my today's topic is: there is a generation gap between parents and the children. We are not on the same page. There is a story I like to share with you. In Japan, an elementary school student girl, very young, maybe 5-6 years old, wrote an essay in the school. You know, the teacher sometimes give them the assignment: write essay what you want to become, what is your wish to become in future. So some of them write, I want to become a doctor. Some of them say, I want to become a pilot. Some of them say, I want to become this and that. So this teacher gave the assignment: what you want to become, what is your wish? So this young girl has written the essay stating, my wish to become smartphone. Very unusual, but very interesting and important. She said, my wish to become smartphone. She wrote, it's my wish because my mom and dad really love their smartphones. My mom and dad only pay attention to their phones, and sometimes they forget all about me, that I'm in existence, I'm in front of them. When my mom and dad come back home tired from the work in the evening, they spend time with their phones, not with me. Even my mom and dad are doing something important. If their phone even rings just once, they pick it up right away. But they don't do that for me. They ignore me. Even if I'm crying, they don't pay attention. My mom and dad play games on their phone. Today is so much of, you know, problem. Every wife, every woman, sister, daughter, man, boy and girl, they are busy on games. Hours and hours. Late night, they're just playing games. Even unfortunately, our moms, our sisters and mothers as well involved in this disease. Allah save and protect all of us. So she's saying that they spend time with their phones, not with me. Even my mom and dad are doing something important. If their phone even rings just once, they pick it up right away. but they don't do that for me, even if I cry. My mom and dad play games on their phone, not with me. When they are talking with someone on the phone, even when I am excited about something and want to tell them, they just shush me and tell me to go away. Don't disturb them. So that's why my wish is to become a smartphone, because then maybe my parents would love me as much as their cell phones. Sometimes parents underestimate how observant their kids can be. They observe your every action, they listen every word coming out from your mouth, and you are not aware of it. Kids notice that when they are being ignored in favor of something else. It is even haram in Islam to favor or praise one child upon another child. You know, normally parents do, mom and dad, like, oh, this is my pet, this is my special kid, and they pay more attention towards him or her, and whatever she demands or he demands, right away they give it to her. Other son or daughter which is little older, they ignore, they don't pay attention. So this is not fair. It is haram to even praise or favor one child upon another child. Many children feel that and remember it for the rest of their life. They don't forget it. That my brother or sister is more beloved to parents than me. So as parents, we have to be fair and treat them equally in every aspect and in all the matters. If you buy some clothing for someone, you must buy for others as well. If you buy some toy for somebody, some son or daughter, you have to buy for others as well. Equal, same way. To that extent, Sharia says, if you name one child, you must name the other child similarly. For example, you name one child the long name, Abdul Rahman, and other child you name Ali. Is not fair. To that extent, Sharia teaches us to be fair and equal. According to one report, 95% of children use the internet. 95%. 78% have cell phones. 74% have internet access on their cell phones. You can't take away cell phones from them now. It is impossible. But you have to engage with them, spend quality time with them, discuss with them, give them priority and preference over everything. They are precious to you. They are your part of your life. Today's children don't talk with their parents eye to eye. They always look down when they have to talk with the parents. Their answers are very short and brief. Yes, no, okay, all right, fine, etc. The sentences are very small. They don't want to discuss with parents. They just want to get away. You have to make a rule for every family member that on the dinner table, at least once a day in the evening, no one will touch the phone. Have a conversation at the time of dinner all together. And you spend the time with your family is the ibadah. Remember this. Whatever time you spending with your family, with your wife, or with your children, that time is regarded as ibadah, as you are praying, reciting Quran, or making zikrullah. The sawab you getting for those activities, you getting equal sawab just spending time with your family members. You will get rewarded for it. How can one give preference to TV, cell phone, computer over the real people? His wife sitting next to him, but he's engaged in his computer. His daughter sitting next to her, she is playing game. Son sitting next to the father, is busy watching TV serial. When the real people are there in the company, in the presence, they ignore the real people, rather they engage themselves in devices. This is the dilemma of today. Sometimes when children make mistake, we yell upon them. We express our anger by shouting them. So it is said, by yelling at the child, you will get an immediate result. They will get scared. If you raise your voice or face is angry, the child gets scared. It is going to obey you, listen to you immediately to get away from the punishment. But it will be short-term obedience. He won't like it. He will hate that anger. But if you engage them kindly and explain them whatever they have done, it is not appropriate, it is not right, it is not good. Kindly, with patience, you know, with love, explain them what wrong they have done. That will get a lifelong effect. One of the big dilemma of today's time is the generation gap between the parents and the children. Children complain that parents don't give time to them. And they compare us with our friends. Look at, he got 70%, you got 50%. Look at, his daughter is so smart, and look at you. So don't compare, even between the brothers and sisters, one may be smarter than other, right? So this comparison is not good, is not healthy, it is dangerous. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every individual with different ability, with different mindset, with different kind of, you know, skill. You cannot compare, you know, orange and mango together. They have different fruits, different taste, different color. Likewise, our five children, three children, they all have their own individuality, identity. You don't compare with them, to each other. This is very dangerous. That's why our confidence level drop. If you compare one on the other, oh, he's smarter than you, he's doing his homework so fast, you are not doing, he knows his maths, you don't know. It's Allah's choice, don't do that. It will, the child is going to lose his confidence in a life. He will grow like that. Oh, I'm good for nothing. I cannot do anything. My parents said so. So he becomes, you know, backward. And parents complain that their children don't respect and listen to them. They live in a fear of what the people will say about them. Don't worry about people. Most of the time we worry, oh, what is going to say about my daughter, about my son.